Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maituturing na makulay at nuanced ika nga ang kulturang Filipino. May isang pag-aaral na nilabas ang University of the Philippines patungkol sa Filipino values, mga bagay na pinahahalagahan natin patungkol sa pakikitungo sa kapwa. Ilan sa mga halimbawa nito ay ang konsepto natin ng hiya, lakas ng loob at bahala na, to name a few. Gusto nating alamin kung ano kaya ang epekto ng mga paniniwalang ito sa ating mental health. Narito ang panayam natin sa psychologist na si Amy Santos.
Ang hiya, two sides of the coin yan eh. I would refer that to restraint or medyo conservative versus being outspoken in nature or opinionated. I think it always depends on the context tsaka kung kailan mo ginagamit ang hiya. Kaya lang, sa Filipino culture natin, ang napapansin ko sa like sa practice ko, by nature, ang Filipinos mas mahiyain. So when you put that in English, that's being shy. Or ang negative connotation nun is we tend not to put out our opinions that much. And sometimes, nakikita mo yan sa pag-rear natin ng mga anak natin. Mas mahiyain ang mga Pilipino by nature compared to Australians. So napapansin ko yan. And when I ask the children of a Filipino background, they would say, well, that's just me, you know. That's just the way I am. That's the way my background is. And it's true. Ang Filipino, mas meron tayong hiya or shyness. Oo, mas mahirap i-express. So, we are not, you know, better in expressing ourselves. Ang hiya din, in the context of mental health, napapansin ko, it tends to be placed on a family member to avoid embarrassment. If the actions that this person is actually performing, and it is frowned upon by the community. Kaya minsan, mas mahirap i-explain sa Filipino patient or client na hindi ka kailangan mahiya in terms of being able to express what they feel, how they understand depression and all that. Because ang nangyayari, it becomes parang burden sa kanila and they are very, very reluctant to actually open up and express themselves. Mm-hmm. Ang mahiya ka naman, turn that into English, that's shame on you, isn't it?
Yes.
So it kind of like moves our behavior towards what is acceptable to a group or to a community or to a family. And then this results in, you know, this certain person conceding to it. Kaya minsan, kahit may depression yung tao, kahit may mental health issue yung tao, nahihiya na siya. And you know, will not go forward and actually seek help for that. Yun ang nagiging problema. Kung yun ang parang basis natin.
Now, let's talk about lakas ng loob sa konteksto ng migration.
Interesting to sa mga Pinoy eh, kasi ang lakas ng loob, it comes from us, you know, summing up the courage or, you know, developing fortitude ba.
Yes.
Kasi nagkakaroon ka ng idea na, okay, I shouldn't, you know, I may be underdog, right? But if I sum up my courage, maglakas ng loob ako, then it becomes a badge of honor or accomplishment.
Yes.
So, ang immigration sa atin is something that we kind of like aspire to. But if you look at it, hindi madali. First 3 years of being an immigrant is the most challenging of all, especially with mental health issues. Isang paa mo, nasa mother country mo. Another paa mo, nandito sa Australia. So talagang mahirap mag-adjust ang tao. And it actually takes something like 3 years to actually say, okay, you know, I'm getting better at this environment. Nahirapan tayo mag-transition. Kaya ang lakas ng loob, you know, can bring us through the immigration process. And some people are actually very successful at that because of lakas ng loob. If lakas ng loob lang ang gagawin mo and you're not being prepared enough, you can run into problems as well. So ang lakas ng loob dapat coupled with preparedness and proper research and attention to detail din para yung lakas ng loob mo ma-interpret mo into something positive.
Okay. Klarong-klaro, Miss Amy, ha? Nakakatuwa. Yes. And now, let's talk about, ito kasi feeling ko can relate talaga lahat ngayon regardless kung siguro Pinoy ba sila o hindi. Pero baka hindi lang nila nilalabel as bahala na. Diba?
Okay.
Diba?
Yes.
Not in the context of anything, everything uncertain.
Uh-oh.
Kapag sinabing bahala na, which is synonymous to leaving everything to God and escaping responsibility or accountability siguro.
Paano yeah, that's
ba
the way
ito?
To look at it. Yep.
Diba? So, paano ba ito nakakabuti o makakasama sa atin?
That's very interesting. Kasi ang bahala na, it's actually hinged on our faith.
Mm-mm.
So, diba, pag sinabi mong bahala na, you're putting it to some higher power or to a God,
totoo.
To your Lord. Ano. But it can also be a sign of not wanting to invest on what you really need to focus on.
Mm.
Right? So, so ang nangyayari, ang bahala na, becomes related to another value system natin. Have you heard of Ningas Kogon? So, at the start, you're so interested and invested in something. And then, as time goes by, yung interest mo, it wanes and disappears. So, it leaves the task unfinished. Yun ang nagiging problema doon sa bahala na attitude. We look at it in a very positive way because we have faith. So, we can actually say it as we're leaving it up to God,
yes,
right?
Yes,
and
yes.
That's a very positive thing in terms of unwavering yung faith mo, even if, you know, things are unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi minsan, ibang tao, kailangan lang ng ebidensya eh.
Right.
But bahala na, when you look at it in a positive context, you leave it all to your God. You believe in your God that He's going to make things right for you.
Mm-hmm.
However, in saying that, ang behavior na yon can also lead to, it can become an excuse as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, instead of putting it to hard work, then we can become complacent. Kasi, di ba, man has to work, but you also leave it to your faith that things will turn out right. So there has to be a good balance of hard work at the same time faith.
Kung may pamana man na Filipino value, I think, resounding itong utang ng loob.
Ang English ng utang na loob, I think, is ano, reciprocity.
Reciprocity.
So, kumbaga, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Mm.
Isn't it? So,
yes.
Ang nangyayari dito is, in a relationship, there is a condition. Like, you know, our relationship is good because there's a condition that you will help me some other day. Medyo, eto, we're in the Australian context, medyo nagla-clash to with, the, you know, an Australian value of, I pay for service rendered, period. So,
okay.
Right? If
okay.
You look at it, so, that's it. No tipping. It's transparent that there is a goods and service tax.
Mm-mm.
And that covers for services rendered, if you look at it in the Australian context.
Mm-mm.
Walang tip.
Oo,
diba?
Ano?
Hindi tayo mahilig mag-tip.
Yes.
Kasi, pagka nagtitip ka, it's according to what I think your service, kung naidulot mo ba yung tamang service or not. Kaya ang nangyayari dito, ang consequence nito, unclear yung boundaries natin. Kaya minsan mas transparent sa ang way ng being Australian to us fellows who have utang na loob. So unclear ang boundaries, tapos it can impact negatively on relationships if you can't deliver.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.